The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Jacob, have you had a chance to review the minutes from March 5th?
I have. I move approval.
Representative Jacob moves the minutes from March 5th, 2025. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Next is the calendar for the day. We're proposing calendaring one bill for Monday, March 10th, 2025. That's House File 3. Representative Nash is, of course, here. He's the author of the bill. So I move the adoption of calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, March 10th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to this bill. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevails and the calendar is adopted. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to this bill is now in place, and we're going to recess and reconvene to the call of the chair sometime after 3:30. We will be reconvening in Capitol 123, and we will be adopting a supplemental calendar for Monday at that time. To the audience members who are here, Judiciary Committee will be meeting in this room after rules recesses, and that's a ticketed hearing. So everyone has to leave the room and then return after receiving a ticket from the sergeants. The meeting is in recess. The Rules Committee will reconvene. Next order of business is a supplemental calendar for the day. We're proposing calendaring three additional bills for Monday, March 10th, 2025, House File 11, Nash, House File 11 is Baker, House File 23, Robbins, and Senate File 1552. The chief author for the House is Paul Anderson. It's the author's intent to keep the Senate language. So I will move the adoption of the supplemental calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, March 10th for the adoption of the supplemental calendar for the day. Any discussion? Lee Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On Senate File 1552, I appreciate your confirmation that the intent is to keep the Senate language, and I just figured since the bill author was here, I'd see if we could confirm with Representative Anderson as well.
Representative Anderson, if you want to go to the table.
Oh, okay. Mr. Chair and members, yes, the intent is to take the Senate language of the bill. It was amended, and we agreed to the amendments, and it came back from the Senate the way we'd like to have it passed.
Thank you. Follow up?
Not to Representative Anderson, thank you. On the House File 11 bill, I'll just note that the bill moved from jobs to Ways when there was not a completed fiscal note. The fiscal note was completed before Ways. It was pointed out, I think, in a previous hearing by Representative Nash that was something our side did last session. But the thing that we did at that point was we would send it back to the Committee of Jurisdiction once the fiscal note was completed. And this is not happening in this case. It is coming straight to the floor without having been heard in the Jobs Committee with a completed fiscal note. So that is certainly not the best practice of the legislature. I'll also note that the committee had a hearing after the bill was referred out where they brought in Deed to ask about paid family medical leave implementation. And Deed confirmed that paid family medical leave implementation is on track and going well. So perhaps if they'd have flipped that order, they wouldn't have seen the need to move this to the floor. So due to the procedural irregularities and not having the fiscal note when it was moved out of committee, I'll ask for a roll call and ask for a no on the calendar, supplemental calendar for the day.
Thank you. Lee Long, roll call requested. The clerk will take the roll. Chair votes aye.
Vice Chair Engen. Lee Long?
No.
Representative Coulter?
No.
Representative Frederick?
No.
Representative Hollins?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Jacob?
Yes.
Representative Cagle?
No.
Representative Nash?
Nash votes aye.
Representative Purcell?
Purcell, nay.
Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Representative Steer?
Aye.
Representative Zalenzikar?
There being 8 ayes and 7 nays, the motion prevails and the calendar is adopted. That concludes our agenda. The meeting is adjourned.